Hi there, Dude Walker. Worked with Big Ron in, I'm going to say 1978. It probably, if I think of a song intro, I can narrow it down. At WRKO, the Big 68, when the Big 68 was getting smaller every day. The audience for AM radio was going down, but not for our shows. We were still kicking butt, and along with Harry Nelson and Mike Adams, who is still in Boston, and Willie B., Dennis John Bailey did overnights, and there are probably a bunch of others that were there that I'm leaving out and who will be upset. We had a girl, what was her name? A female, I should say. Was her name Melody? Harry, what was the girl's name on
Melody
McShane.
Bambi Lee Salzberg.
Bambi Lee Salzberg. Well, there you go. There's your real name. Okay, let's give her a social security number while we're at it.
42.
I of course, we're talking about Ron. My memories of Ron are not unlike most, but his laugh could make your day. And he saved his best laughs off the air. You'd be saying some off-color joke or listening your off-color joke and just guffaw and roll and just make you feel good to be around him. So, and he looked forward to a pizza more than anybody I know. He loved pizza. He loved pizza, baseball, apple pie, children. He loved all those things that you're supposed to love. And the short time I was able to hang around with him, there were some good times. We really enjoyed it. Plus, the music was kick, and it was a great time to listen to guys do their best with intros. I maintain the reason he came back to Philly is because of the intros. I think the Philly sound intros are perfect for his kind of radio, for the OJs and MFSB and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I can't listen to them without thinking of a jock like Ron talking them up and at least giving you the weather forecast and hitting the post.